Welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Advent Devotionals. My favorite song the other night when we were at our Christmas program, O Night Divine, is when Leanne just kind of belted out, "Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth." You know, we can see that night as holy. At that time, think of how many people were traveling around Bethlehem who had gone home to the city of David to be counted, to be a part of the taxing system of the Roman government. They certainly didn't see that as a holy night. I mean, they saw it as a long, long travel and days. Most historians would say that Mary and Joseph probably traveled about 70 or 75 miles. Now, think about that. Pre-Nikes, no Adidas wear. I mean, seriously, they're not even wearing a good pair of Merrells to hike in. But it became a holy night. There they were being a part of what Jesus was doing in their life. I mean, think about it. God came to them and specifically said, "I have chosen you to bring my child into the world. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth in a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn." That's the perfect picture of hope. Tomorrow is better, not because of Christmas, but because of the Christ of Christmas. Let tomorrow be filled with hope. And the only way that happens is when our lives are filled with Jesus. Allow him to take over today. I'll see you tomorrow. I've been prepared for your promise, though my